Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hen Talk, where we bring the chicken heads back to the coop. A quick little shout out to Stephanie for helping me create that opening. She's been my best friend for, 8 years now? Love her. Care about her, girl. Check her out, ICT. She does prints, and she's a great graphic designer. Love that girl to death. Like, she's a sister. So today's episode is going to be about the one, the only... me. It's a letdown. It's going to be a letdown episode, that's for sure. So today we're going to be talking about me, mainly just so you all can get to kind of get to know me a little bit more, you know, kind of see where I come from, who I am, what is it that I do? Because that's questionable even for me, you know. Sometimes I work too much, sometimes I don't work enough, and I think that's a balance I'm still trying to find today. With everyone in society dealing with, you know, the pandemic and going back to work and dealing with bosses and dealing with horrible bosses. I think we've all had our fair share of that. So today's episode is going to be basically, who am I? Well, my name's Henry. I am from Mexico, but live in Kansas. I am not a country boy. I will not say that because I'm far from country. If you have not yet poured yourself a nice glass of sparkling champagne, do so.
ASMR.
Yeah, that's ASMR right there. That's the type of ASMR I'd be doing. Champagne, bubbly. So I came here at a pretty young age. Spanish was my first language, English is my second. So if I do say things that are grammatically incorrect, mind your business. I choose to be stupid. So growing up here as a Hispanic immigrant, I just never knew where I fit in. You know, I just always felt so out of place. And I think that's something that's not very talked about much in the Hispanic community. We generally just associate our race and our situation with being Mexican, or in my case, Mexican. But that's not the case. That's a nationality. And that's something that I had to educate myself on over the past few years. So kind of just figuring out where I fit in. And on top of that, may it be my luck, I'm gay. You know, it's just like, of all the things, let me be Hispanic, an immigrant, and gay. So it's just like, I really felt out of place growing up, and I tried to do my best fitting in with the girls, and I tried the guys. Trust me, I tried the guys. But it just never felt comfortable to me. I just felt like, you know, maybe one of these days they're going to snap and hate cry me. I don't know. Strike that from the record, your judge. So it's been a roller coaster ride, but it was after high school, I believe, that I really found who I was and who I needed to be, you know? I'm an airhead through and through. Sometimes I play the part, sometimes I am the part. I'm the star role, you know? So getting back to know me, it's just that, you know, growing up, like I said, didn't fit in. I try to make myself fit in. I try to fit the mold that people try to provide for me. So I speak two languages. I am very outgoing. I was very shy at first. Like, I was very reserved and very in my shell. If that can make sense to you right now, as I'm starting a podcast in front of, you know, however many people are going to watch this. And I was just very afraid to talk to people. I didn't want people to get to know the real me. And I think that's that was a general idea behind who I used to be. But then I started this random little job on my way to school. I saw that they were hiring, and I'm just like, well, I need a job. You know, like, I'm like, I'm going to college. I'm paying everything out of pocket. Let me get a job so I can secure the bag and actually get an education. You know what I mean? Well, so I applied. They gave me a job there. Flash forward 8 years later, I was still there working there. It really got to the point where, like, the coworkers, when I first started, like, really brought me out of that shell. Like, you know, they would interact with me, they would make me feel comfortable, feel at home. Like, I didn't feel judged for who I was, you know, being an immigrant or being gay. Like, they were just like, cool, your family. Welcome to the family. And to me, that spoke volumes. And I think a lot of people don't get that outside of their general friend group or general family. But they provided something that I could never repay to any of them. Just getting me out of my comfort zone, getting me to talk and be my true unapologetic self. So shout out to Trisha, shout out to Rakia. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for loving me. Lauren, you're great. I love you. And Alice, you will always be in my heart. These girls have always just lifted me up. And so, you know, that really made me come out in force. And that's where I kind of like trajected. Is that the word for it? I just kind of swung forward. And flash forward, now I am a 20-some-year-old guy living my best life. You know, I've recently left that job, and we can get into it a lot more later in this season. But I feel 10 times happier. I'm doing what I want to do. And, you know, I've never had a hobby up until this very moment. Like, I'm literally making a podcast because I want to be able to reach out to people. That I think that's my main goal. And I want you all to understand that that's my goal, to talk to people, to reach out to people, to make them be like, hey, I did that, or I went through that, or let me hear how you dealt with it. I can never give advice because, listen, my life isn't the best, but I can share my life story and see who can relate and who can avoid what I did. I generally love all my friends. I have a very tight group of friends, considering I grew up hearing from my parents that there are no real friends in this world. All you have is your family. And then, you know, fast forward to like almost like 24 years later, and then your family betrays you. You know, oh, big whoop. so it's just like, you know, I trust the people that I trust because they're worthy. You know what I mean? So having that bond with them really helped me become who I am and kind of just be okay and be publicly okay with who I am. That being a gay male in today's society, which doesn't, you know, I always said my labels don't reflect who I am, my personality does. And I think my personality, to my opinion, what I've been told is that it shines through everything. And that's what I truly try to present. You know, I try to be as bubbly and as friendly as I can. But once you get to know me, that might be a different situation. You know, I'm more playful. I'm more catty. So it's just like, that's just how my friends knew me and know me now. Like, once you are my friend, boom, I'm roasting you. Girl, I don't care what you think you didn't do. I'm gonna make sure that you know. I'm just playing. But it's just like, you know, that's just who I am. And like I said, I'm 20 some years old. I am from Kansas. I love to draw. Drawing is one of my favorite things to do, which I haven't done in years, but it's honestly one of my favorite passions that I sadly let go of because of working so much, being stressed so much. And hopefully this year I'm able to pick it back up. I tried. That was my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution was fall back in love with what you used to do. You know, I thought I was being simple. Turns out I didn't do anything. But you know, I've struggled with weight issues, and we can get into that later too. It's something that people don't normally like to talk about, but hey, listen, this podcast is about spreading love, awareness, and light to everyone under the rainbow. And it includes people who deal with, you know, weight, eating issues, and but it's just about talking about it, because bottling things up doesn't help anyone. Keeping things to yourself only hurts yourself at the long run, because you are decaying from having to keep it within. So that's just something that I've had to also learn over my years, and I learned it from my parents, because they, you know, growing up in a Hispanic household where machismo is very like, yeah, I'm not gonna cry, men don't cry. Yeah, I'm a cry, I'm a baby, I'm a Pisces at the end of the day. I love astrology. Being a Pisces sun, Taurus rising, and then a Pisces moon. So, you know, I'm double crazy. Well, triple if you count the Taurus. So it's just like, you know, that's just a fun little aspect that I'm into. I love crystals. Crystals are my favorite things in the world. But I just want to say thank you all so much for listening right now. I appreciate all of you. this season, my episodes aren't going to be as long as normal, just because I'm kind of getting into it, kind of getting comfortable with it. So bear with me. I swear it's so worth it. I think I'm funny. I like to toot my own horn. I think I'm decently funny. But basically, we're going to talk about everything: astrology, the pandemic, emotions. What are they? And we will get into mine because mine's a doozy. So from me, my loved ones, and everyone that I care about, thank you so much for caring and listening and taking your time, because hey, listen, I'm sure you'd rather listen to something else than listen to me, but you took the time. So I appreciate you so much, and you'll never understand how much it means to me. I'll see you again soon. Come back and see me at Hen Talk.